Sault Ste. Marie Public Library is asking the city to provide space for a micro-branch library in the still-under-construction Northern Community Center expansion. Though the micro-branch will not have all the amenities of a full-fledged library branch, it will greatly expand access to library services within the city, says Wayne Greco, chair of the library board. The city recently issued a call for revenue-generating proposals to provide a service that can aid in complementing the facility. Five spaces within the Twin Pad Arena expansion building will be available for lease. The library's Cora branch was an original tenant of the Northern Community Center, but it was closed for budgetary reasons on December 31, 2019. Now, library officials are hoping the city will accept their offer of $1 a year for space in the new building. They're asking for a 20-year agreement with an option to renew every 5 years after that. There was much concern and protest when announcements were made about closing the Cora branch, Greco wrote in a proposal to the city. He points out that when library branches close in a neighborhood, there's a drastic decline in library membership. Alternatively, when a library branch opens, there is an increase in library memberships near the branch, Greco says. Many people felt that the West End was being deprived. In fact, the number of cardholders in the West End has noticeably declined since the closure. The board feels it necessary to re-establish a presence in this part of our city. Data collected by the Sault Ste. Marie Innovation Center suggests that closure of the Cora branch significantly impacted Ward 5. While many patrons did transfer to the North branch when it opened, many more have allowed their memberships to expire and haven't visited the new branch, Greco said. The proposed micro-branch, to be located in a room on the upper level of Northern Community Center, won't have all the amenities found in a fully-fledged library branch, but it will provide expanded access to library services in the West End. Subject to getting operating funds from City Council, it will be open 6 days a week and will be staffed by one full-time librarian and one part-time employee. Hours of operation will include mornings, afternoons and evenings, at times similar to other tenants and services in the building. Hours may be reduced during the summer months. Due to space, collections will be very limited, Greco says. The branch will serve primarily as a hold pickup and returns location. Computer workstations will be available as well as staff to assist patrons in locating materials from the other library locations and reserve them to be brought to the Cora location. Though the micro-branch does not have a dedicated room for library programming, staff may be able to provide programming in some of the facility's other space. The proposed branch library will offer reference and reader advisory services as well as interlibrary loans. Databases available there would include Ancestry Library Edition Canadian Points of View Reference Center Consumer Health Complete Gale Literature Literature Criticism Online Novelist Niche Academy. A minimum of 2 computer workstations will be available for public use. The branch will also have lending laptops available to borrow and use within the branch and the building's concourse viewing lounge. Printing and copying services will be offered for a fee. It's not known how many competing proposals for the available spaces were received by the city. The city's purchasing manager is preparing a report and recommendations for a future meeting of City Council.